Scarborough, people engaging in really stupid jackassery by still defending Trump. By Trent Baker on September 25, 2020. MSNBC Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough on Thursday claimed President Donald Trump is placing this constitutional republic in jeopardy if he does not accept election results because of mail-in ballot concerns. Friday, Scarborough again sounded off on Trump refusing to commit to accepting the election results, saying the people that still defend the president are engaging in really stupid jackassery. "It's kind of crazy if you think about it," Scarborough began. "The really stupid jackassery that's going on out there by people who are trying to stay close to the president of the United States. What they don't realize is that what they write on editorial pages, what they tweet on their tweet machines, what they say on their internet, like sites and, I don't know, whatever you call those things, podcasts, those are forever. Like, those are forever. So, those words are going to be with them forever, and it just doesn't look good." You know who really is sort of the winner and sort of the sweepstakes for trying to make nothing of something very significant? Again, a president who refuses to answer whether he will have a peaceful transfer of power? Had to be Ben Sasse. You know, the man of great public virtue, Ben Sasse. He'll let you know he is a man of great public virtue, he always has. And yet, what did he say? Did he say what John Thune said? No, he didn't. John Thune, of course, actually was courageous enough to say, "Well, we really want a peaceful transfer of power." John Cornyn also, pretty darn straightforward and said it. Even Mitch McConnell said we're going to have a peaceful transfer of power. And Ben Sasse said, "Oh, he just says crazy things. He just says crazy things. Like Donald Trump is telling a knock-knock joke or something like that." It really is disappointing. But again, that stays with him, that stays with the Wall Street Journal editorial page. It stays with other people tweeting in defense of the president acting like a dictator. That stays with them forever. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.